If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go get down in the Trendy River Bottom, see if we can talk to him. He did drop. See if you can get him back. I knew it. Yeah. We're going to have to go to Plan B. Something. Anyway. But it's a nice morning. Looks good to me. It's better than what we've been having. It's really nice. So just let me know, Jace, when you get him back. I'll punch him up. All right, let's see if we can get him going. Morning, Mike. Oh, okay. He's not there yet. Oh, we're going to have to stop meeting like this. But now getting back to what Charlie and I were talking about, it's that time of year, you know, and a lot of these bigger fish are caught off that soft mud bottom this early in the year. You have more warmth. Naturally, there's more bait there, and those fish just kind of, they just lay in those mud flats. And they'll pull in and out with the tide changes and everything else. But for the most part, they're pretty easy prey when you nail them down, get you a pattern going in a certain area where the bottom's soft like that. And pulled out some big fish doing that with a variety of baits. You just never know. All right, do we have him now? Okay, well, we may have to move on. Try Plog. See if he's ready to go yet. We can make a conversation with him, that's for sure. But no, we used to watch those water temperatures real close. You'd run these bays, and as you leave the docks in the morning, the farther to the north end of these bays, whether you're fishing Trendy or East Bay or what have you, the areas that were protected the most from the cold north winds but were warmed by the southerly winds, and plus more direct sunlight too. And once you get that pattern going, and plus in these northern reaches of these bays are where most of your marsh and areas like that dump, and then you get that sunshine and heating in the daytime warming up the shallow lakes, and then you'd get those outgoing tides. That was a really prime time. You know, you get a tide exchange, you'll get that good pull of that warm water coming out of the marsh, and it'd light those fish off like crazy on those shallow mud flats. You know, we used to do that over at Sabine, do it over at Calcasieu, East Bay, Trinity Bay, and, you know, all that upper bay stuff in our bay system here, too. You know, like your Burnett's and San Jacinto and, you know, all those bays up that way, they always, you know, that water's so protected and surrounded by landmass and gets a lot of sunlight and warmth, and that made good winter fishing up there. I don't recommend eating those fish from up there by any means. I mean, they do have, you know, signs and warnings about it. Used to, it was like a 12-ounce portion per month, but now they're saying none whatsoever. And that would, you know, that's a lot of that's due to, you know, the industry up that way, plus, you know, all those Superfund sites that have been supposed to have been taken care of. Back in 2000, there was money allocated for that, and they did nothing with it. You know, it's typical Washington, D.C. stuff. I mean, that's been 25 years, and nothing's been done about that. Those Superfund sites up there, and something needs to be done with it. If you're not going to do anything with it, then just make that whole area up there a catch-and-release area and just make a nursery out of it. And then once those fish are raised up there and they move down into cleaner waters away from that, the problem is with that is the bait fish is contaminated. The fish eat them naturally. You know, it used to be just catfish and trout because of their lenteal fat content that polluted those fish with all those different chemicals. But now they recommend anything, any other species of fish, don't eat them. But people still go up there and catch them and eat them, so good luck with that. So, but it is a place to get out of the weather, you know, and heavier winds and everything, go up there and spend time and find all your little haunts. And, you know, we've been fishing that for years. I mainly, the only time I ever fished it was tournaments, especially for redfish tournaments. There was a lot of good areas. So we got James now. Let's go talk to him, see what he's up to this morning. Hello, Mr. Plog. What's up?
What's up, man?
Sorry to hit you so early, but Jeffcoat was bouncing off the walls in the river bottom.
That tells you right there you don't need to go to the river bottom.
No, stay out of that bottom. Either that or get you a Starlink set up.
Yeah. Oh, man, burn up, burn down, buddy. I just got up.
Yeah.
Man, no clock went off at 4, and I said, man, I ain't going nowhere. Oh, man. The next thing I know is, but I'm sure y'all wasn't going to call about 5:15. Then I heard you couldn't get Jeff Coat.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
I don't care, buddy. I'm fine. I'm good. We're good now. When
he first called me. Did you ever get over that crud you had?
Yeah, really, but it still lingers around.
Still lingering? Got a little lingering?
It'll hang on, but it ain't nothing. But, yeah, yeah, it was pretty nasty. It don't just, like, go away.
No,
yeah, I told Chase, I said, dude, I ain't got no contact lenses in. I ain't got no coffee. He's going to have to cool his heels for just a second, man.
Who?
I'm struggling. Chase, the producer, Jace.
Oh, Jace.
Yeah, give me a couple of minutes, dude. Oh, man. But we're good now. It's nice, no fog this morning. You know, yesterday morning at 4, there was no fog. And we didn't go till 8 yesterday. And at 6, you couldn't see nothing. It was zero. And then everybody was kind of early. So I guess we probably left the dock at like 10 minutes to 8, like almost 8. Can't see nothing. Zero. I said, man, I've been living in this fog all week. I tell you, I was talking to you, we were just idling out of there, and I'm talking to Hillman on the phone. He'd call me. So I had, oh my God, 4 guys yesterday, and everybody knows everybody. And I just sitting there talking to him while I talked to him. It just went away. and it got absolutely dead slick, hot, mosquitoes, gnats.
Gnats. I can handle mosquitoes. I can't tell you. Them gnats drive me crazy.
It was both, man. It was gnats and mosquito, big mosquito. Mosquitoes really wasn't biting too bad. They'd get on you every now and then on your hand. But the gnats, man, the gnats was coming. And, oh, man, there's no water. The water's like 9 foot low. I said, look, man, you, I see you ever want a picture of not getting them? This is a good picture of it right here. But it actually ended up pretty good. And then we caught a bunch of fish. But, man, we made one wade this place, and it's in the middle of nowhere, just in the middle of the bay. The tide's so low, you just get out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I went back and got the boat maybe three times, two for sure, maybe three. I don't know. I told him it's going to take about 3 hours to do this. And, man, we caught some kind of fish or had some kind of bite the whole way through there. But they weren't biting. You know, it just, there was no tide. The tide hadn't swung around and started coming in yet. And it's dead slick, but there's no telling how many bites we had on topwaters and lilies. And I was throwing a float.
Well, that makes it fun when everything works like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just trying to get a bite. And they're not any good. They're just, I don't know how many we actually caught.
Yeah.
But I think when we got through right there, I think we had caught 10. I know we had caught 10. We caught 10 because this guy kept some fish for a fish fry, a legit fish fry. It's on the 22nd. I said, man, my knives are so rusty, I ain't cleaned a fish since Christmas Eve. I said, but sure, you do whatever you want, man. Well, hey, we're going to kill them. Let's lace them out, man.
Right.
And we caught 10 there, and then I moved, and the wind started blowing. It's kind of getting in the middle of the day. And we went to another place, and all this is in the mud and the shell. It's the pig ears. It's like wading it back in there in West Cove and Calcasieu. Remember all that right there?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like fishing like that. And now it's starting to blow a little bit. We get out right there. I said, man, there might be a good one here. I don't think there's very many. And we go through there, and you know Bobby Perry.
Yeah.
So Bobby's on the outside. All these boys can fish, Larry and Keith, these guys, you just send them. So I actually didn't get out right there. I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I watched Charlie shake his head. I hollered, said, how big was that fish? He said he was over 5. And I said, man, I like that. So now I pulled anchor up, and I just float down there, and I get out. I said, how big was that fish, Charlie? He said, man, he's over 5. And the fish, he's fighting it, and I guess it wrapped up. And you know how that line gets in them bend of them treble hooks?
Yeah, it'll pull the hooks out of their mouth.
Yeah, no, it broke his old lure off.
Oh, it ended up breaking it? Okay.
Yeah, one of them peanut-looking topwaters and Wayne Davis specials or whatever they are. I don't know what they call them. But they're like, you know, they're custom painted. They're like 15 or 16 bucks. And you can get bent on it. But it went away. I said, man, I hate you lost the fish. I want to look at you. And worst off, you lost your $18 lure. He said, yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Well, and I get out, and we're stumbling around through there, and, you know, there's 5 of us going through there, and we look like mud trails. See, it looked like you just took a dredge through there. And I think I caught one about 20 inches. I think we caught a couple of reds. And then I said, man, we got to go. That wasn't my main plan. I was going somewhere else. The fish ain't biting until the middle of the day, right in the middle of the day. That's like all them little old fish we were on there in the morning.
Uh-huh.
If you'd have went back and done that at 11 o'clock, well, the wind kind of come up, so it may not work. But anyway, if you'd have went back through them, they were biting, you'd have caught 100 fish on one wade right there, no doubt. Of all sizes. I don't know how many big ones you caught, but you'd have caught 100.
Right.
And I got out on a spot I wasn't even going to get out on because it's a small little area, and there's like 87 of us getting out of the boat. And I said, man. I said, look, let's give it about 30 minutes. And I turned around, went into the wind, and went the other way. And I sent them down there. It's pretty easy. So y'all just go right down there. But when I got out of the boat, I caught one. I mean, we just got the Normandy invasion, everybody hopping out and all that mess. I turned around and threw out there, got one. I said, man, they're here. Me and Mullets was moving in there, and I turned around and went the other way, and I don't ended up what we caught, Mickey. I think we ended up the day with between 35, because everybody kind of lost track because we just kept his fish for the fish fry, and everybody caught 8 to 10 apiece. So we probably caught between 35 and 40
yeah,
trout.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, it was pretty good fishing. And pretty, yeah, I don't think we had a 20-inch fish.
Yeah.
But quite a few 19-inch fish, and then Charlie lost that big fish. And Bobby. You know, Bobby tells you it's 5 pounds. It was 5 pounds. It wasn't 2.5
right.
or three.
Yeah.
And he was pretty. He said, "Man, I can't believe that." I said, "Yeah, me either. We don't catch me like that." But and then Thursday, I yesterday I went 80 miles from where I fished Thursday. And Thursday it was, I don't know how it was terrible. It was many fish that you can catch, and they are babies, man. But same deal. They don't really bite afternoon. And we finally landed right there in the afternoon because I didn't get home till late both days. And I don't know. We stood right there in that one spot. And we probably, I don't know, man. We caught 100 for sure. And I think we had, what did we end up catching? Because I make everybody count. And the biggest one out of all that deal, Kenny actually, when me and my guys, he might have caught one that was maybe 3 pounds, maybe, probably not, but could have been. But I think we caught 27 trout. We caught 27 legal trout, and then the bull reds pulled in there, buddy, and it was nasty. They didn't pull in there. They were in there. So we're fishing. We get out. Everybody's got a fish.
They're in there eating them little trout, man.
100%.
I look over that's their wintertime mullet is juvenile
is
trout.
Little trout. And I looked at Kenny, and he bowed up. And I said, he ain't got the bottom. And I'm making fun of him. He said, what you got, man? You got your honking red? No, he's cussing because we're catching trout. He can't fish because he got a redfish. That's how God works. I turn around and fire out there, and I'm making fun of him. Boom, now I got one on my
that's
big
what
time
you get.
Hot rod.
That's what you get, brother.
Dude, I got this hot rod that looks like that dreamsicle one I like. We got a little chartreuse, little pink. And for 2 days, man, Wednesday and Thursday, I just destroyed him on it.
It's like sandpaper on it. Let me knock this break out, James. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Now it's my time, huh?
Yeah, it's your time. All right. All right. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, and there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales and let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, buddy.
You know, I was thinking about them gnats during that break. Remember that time you and I think it was around April time, we were over at East Bay waiting. We didn't have trips that day. You and I went over there, and remember how bad they got at the
wind?
They
were horrible. Get up underneath your hat.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I was drowning. If we had been catching fish, I'd have left. It was terrible.
It's terrible. Them gnats are a lot worse than the mosquitoes, man. Mosquitoes, you get gnats and stuff. Them gnats. We had some mosquito gnats. Me and Trimble bought one time. Thought we was going to be big time. Well, I'm trying to smoke him, man. I tried to poke a hole in it. The mosquitoes are flying in there. It didn't work out. Man, I sit here thinking, I don't know how many trout since Monday that I've reeled in. I can't. It's in the hundreds. It's crazy, dude. And I was thinking, why are there? Where is those same fish? I've caught more this year than last year as far as little ones. You know, year before last was, you know, after the freeze was a lot of little ones. You didn't catch it. It wasn't very good. Last year, we caught nice fish, and we caught some little ones. I ain't never caught this many numbers. And not anywhere. It don't matter where I go. You know, I'm fishing where you need to be fishing. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, there's millions of them. I think there's too many. You can't get good ones. I think there's too many little ones to get to your bait. I don't know. That's just what I think. But I told them boys, Christian and them, they just got back from your big bathing, get monsters every cast, Port Mansfield. They fish both. Mansfield. And they're out there wailing away on them fish with me. I said, hey, man, was Port Mansfield like this? Oh, no, man. We didn't even think about catching no fish like this. We didn't catch hardly nothing. So, really? On this big time, you go down there and get you 8-pounders. He said, no, we caught one nice trout. We lost a nice trout. He said the fishing was terrible.
That guy with gads?
Yeah, they went to Baffin Bay and never caught a fish. And the next day, he went an hour and a half and went to Port Mansfield. And he caught a couple of nice trout, caught one, pushing seven, and Christian lost one. I don't think he had but like 4 or 5 bites. So they said, no, we ain't never seen that like this. Then bull reds pulled in there, and them boys that never caught bull reds that big, you know, lure fishing, you know, fishing, wading. Christian, that one he caught, I said, man, thank God I don't have this thing on there. He's got one of them, you know, the bogas, the boga grip deal. It bought him his old scale out. It's a 15-pound boga, and it took it straight to the bottom.
Oh, well, said, yeah. That's
that's so nasty. And then he's got his custom soft nine on there. I said, well, you better dig that out of there, too. And I told you I caught that one Wednesday. He wasn't that big. He was like 32 inches. And that's the only old soft down I got. And I said, man, Red, me and you got a problem. If I fish at the reel you in, you have to give me my lure back. I need that lure. I didn't catch a fish on that thing yesterday.
Yeah, some of these old bulls this time of year, they're almost as wide as they are long.
Oh, Mickey, they're terrible. But and we were talking about this. No, look, we caught the 27 trout we caught were decent. I mean, they're just fish. You know, they are 15 and a half, 18, 19-inch fish. They're just nice trout. But them little ones, about one out of, let's just say, seven or eight, all kind of scars on them.
Yeah.
And I said, I Code Nation, I said, them ain't gars, man. That's me and Red, Kenny were talking about. We're out there fishing. Them redfish are eating these trout right here.
I promise you they are.
They're here to eat these. They're here to eat these. And I got ready to leave. I said, look, man, it's 5:30. I can't even reel another fish in. I said, how many we got? We had everybody clickered up. We had 27. I said, that's good. Kenny was down the way. I said, man, let's go. Oh, he went down the way trying to get away and got us real shallow water, caught that one nice trout, caught two little bitty reds, then a monster come in there and jumped on him, a 40-incher, in there in knee-deep water.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. So we left. I pulled out there and I hit the key, and them old redfish went to slicking all over that place. But we just caught Keeper Ridge yesterday, but man, everything worked. You know what's funny, Mickey, when all these fish are going, it's just what we tried to do 100 years ago. We just didn't have the baits we had now. When fish are eating shrimp tails and marlures and spoons, they're eating. And what we tried to do, really, you and Blaine and all of us, really, we figure out how to catch a fish when they're not biting.
That's it.
With the red fins. That was the whole deal.
Yeah.
And now, playing around with these pencils, you can watch them bite, you can watch them fade. It was just like yesterday, see them fitting. And a fish is a fish, whether he's 10 inches or 10 pounds, you know that. When they ain't biting, they ain't biting. So everybody's got good stuff, and everybody's smart. So we just went through there and figured out all. Now, there's five of us that are great fishermen going down through there to figure out how to make them bite. If you just would have rolled through there with just whatever, straight retrieving a sea shad through there, I bet you wouldn't have had four bites. And we had 50. Then just like the other day, them kids, them fish kind of faded. It was, you know, we got out of the boat right there. It's as fast as you can throw it. I got a hot rod on, just burning. The redfish eats it. It goes away. I put up that sea shad. I like that new one, that real glittery one. Send it. Don't matter. Kenny, whatever. It don't matter. They're eating. Everybody's catching them. I mean, they start to fade a little bit. I caught, I don't know how many, 25 or so, and everybody's catching them. Then I seen them kind of fade, and the bite kind of slowed up. And then Nation, he's still down there catching. I said, what are you throwing? And he's throwing some kind of little twitch bait, it's some kind of bass bait called a Lucky Craft. And it's just a twitch bait, but it goes deeper than a 7. It suspends a little bit longer than a Lele. I don't know nothing about it. I never heard of Lucky Craft. I'm sure it's some kind of bass bait. I don't know nothing about it.
That's
bad. Dude, he would put it in front of their face, and he is absolutely beating them up when nobody's getting bit.
That's what we used to do with them thunder sticks when it get like that.
It's the same, Mickey. And the problem with about the mirror lip, it'll do the same thing, but it's too big. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. I hate when somebody tells me that. It's just too big, and it gets a little deep. This little thing here, you can kind of beat on it, and it really don't go nowhere, and then it just stops. And, of course, he ain't got but one. I don't want to catch no more of them. He's waving away on them. And then finally, he got them back going again. We all walked over there where he was at. And we were just right there. They kind of fired back up. And then so Larry gave me a bait yesterday, a little old thing. I don't know what it is. Same kind of little bait. It ain't a Lucky Craft. It's some other little old bait. I don't even know who makes it. A little clear thing. He said, this is good. I said, yeah, I put it in my box. This ain't no good, but I got it, and I'm fishing. So I went the other way, opposite of them, and I'm getting bites on top water. I caught one on top water, nice one, almost 20 inches. He might have been 20. I don't know if I kept him or not. And, man, I had about three or four bites. Man, I wonder if I put this little clear thing on that. And I put it in the water, and I played with it by my, you know, looking at it by me. I ain't never threw this thing in my life. Little bitty number 6 hooks, dude, little trebles. Maybe 8s, Mickey. They're small. And I said, man, this thing looks pretty good. It just kind of digs down a little bit and just sits there. Hey, my first cast I threw back there on top where I was getting them bites on top water, boom, got him on. I said, look at this, man. And then I caught a croaker on it. We caught two croakers yesterday.
Boy, it's getting early for croakers.
Big croaker. Hey, Mickey, the water was 74 degrees, dude. Wow. Go back in your records, and I'll look in mine. I'd be willing to bet you I can't find 74-degree water in February.
Not in February, no. Well, we've had breaking record temperatures all week long.
Dude, it's crazy, man. Because we finished up, I come back across the bay. We went to a little place I caught a bunch of fish at Monday. And we caught a couple of fish in there. We caught a flounder, a keeper flounder, and a redfish. We caught two trout, one about 19 inches in there. And then the sea fog rolls in. Then you can't even find the boat. It 4:30, the sea fog hit. But I
was surprised when I got up this morning. That fog rolled in last night, and it socked in big time. And I thought, well, here's more fog. And I got up this morning, it was gone.
No, it's gone. But we got a south wind blowing this morning. It's probably 10 or 12 right now. You can see the fog out there. I'm looking toward the Gulf.
Yeah.
You can see it. You can see it out there all day, just sitting out there. And I don't know why at 4:30, man, those houses disappeared. I said, man, I better not get too far from this boat. And it just hung right there. And I said, man, I'm looking. I said, I'm tired. It's almost 5 o'clock. I said, I'm ready to go.
Oh,
I go back to the boat. And here she comes, man. She covered us up. I went to pick everybody up. I said, I told y'all, man, we stayed about 30 minutes too long.
Yep.
But I don't know, Mickey, there's so many fish. I guess they're, I don't know when they grow up. And there's, dude, you'll catch some that they just got through. Mama just let them go.
Why they still got milk on their breath.
I'm telling you, man. And there's not a lot of, there's a fair amount of, like, if you really want to worry about keeping them, you know, stretch them out, put them on the deal and measure them, there's some of them. But really, they're smaller than that. And if you catch one that's over 15, I mean, he's over 15. You ain't really got a jack with him. It is, yeah. You know, you can tell. So there's all sizes. But that fish we had on yesterday that Charlie broke off was the biggest fish that I've had on. And I went there specifically to try. It's a place we catch, you know, if you catch one, it'd be pretty good.
Right.
And we got the bite. We just, you know, but there's no numbers. There's no numbers of big ones that I'm catching. But I don't know if it's everywhere. I don't know if it's just like that or just everywhere I'm going. But I've been a lot of places, man, and it's the same. But there's millions of fish. And where Hillman's fishing, he ain't close to nowhere I'm fishing. Now, he caught a few little bit better fish than I did over there, but I don't think he's fishing out of the boat. I ain't got nobody boat fishing. I don't, I run through there sometimes looking to see if it looks good, like I might want to drift or something, but I ain't seen nothing too good.
Right. Well.
So, I don't know.
Here we go, another year.
Man, what happened them ones last year? They didn't get caught. Because you can't keep nothing. Even if you caught them, you can't keep a three.
Nope.
I mean, what happened? Where were them fish I was catching when it was cold? I mean, there was a lot of nice trout. Ain't no fives. I didn't catch any fives and sixes. I ain't saying there weren't, but there was a lot of threes and fours, man. Where are they at? I can't find them.
Well,
or are they not biting?
Warmed up.
You think they're not? Think they're not
unless
biting.
So many little ones have pulled in that you can't catch the better ones. I mean, that's, we seen that. Who knows?
I know, Mickey. Hey, if you'd have been with me Monday, we'd have been laughing at each other like, what are we doing even standing here? And I'm fixing to turn around. I'm like, I've caught about maybe 14 or 15. I said, this is terrible. I'm just poking holes and stuff. I throw back out there in the middle of right where I was fishing. Well, man, there's a real trout right there. Where did he come from? And I sat right there, and it didn't take very long, and I caught nine, you know, nice trout. And then it kind of fades, and I'm right back to the 12 and 14 inches.
Right, square one.
I guess they were there the whole time. They just, them little ones just kind of maybe moved or faded just a little bit where you could get a lure to them. I don't know. And these are places that there's little spots. I mean, a lot of them, you know, you fish with, you know, we all fish them together. You get out, and it's as many as you can catch. It don't look like none's there. You stop over here, man, maybe these are better. many as you can catch, same. Yeah. Same. Thursday at 1 o'clock, we were laughing about it. The kids, you know, they all on Christian and them, they're all Facebook stuff. He said, man, we got us a six piece. We don't keep them, but we had caught a limit. Six trout. We were laughing. So, oh, yeah, y'all got you a six piece. That's big time.
A six
we
piece.
Were laughing about it. So at 2 o'clock, we had six trout, if you cared about killing anything. And when we left at 5, we had caught 27. So we got out there at one place that had some decent fish, and we caught whatever we caught, 21, I guess, right there. But those other places, there's no hope. There's no hope, man.
Oh, man. All right, James. Well, glad you picked up this morning. Glad you didn't keep dropping calls. Everything's clear.
No, buddy. If we dropped, it just means I fell over and we're done.
That's right. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come fish with you, give them a number so they can get a hold of you, man.
Brother, 409-771-7306.
All right. Well, James, have a good weekend. We'll see you, buddy.
Hey, man. Yeah. I think it's almost a pick 'em, but I don't know how you bet against Mahomes, but I just feel good about the Eagles.
I am. I'm going with the Eagles.
Yeah. That's like betting.
We got some home cooking in there anyway, you know, with Jalen, their quarterback. He's from here.
For sure. All right. Have a good one.
All right, dog. See you, man. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, and other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Sharky Marquez. Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not a lot. Jace has got me laughing during the break. He's funny. Oh, Lord. Hey, if you can't enjoy your job and have fun, why do it, brother?
That's right, brother. That's right. Life's too short, man.
You got it. Life is What's too going on short. Down there, man?
Man, we had a lot. we had a wedding last night, 125 people at Bayside. Goodness. And yeah, worked with Mama and Papa Sharky all evening to facilitate that, which was great. And man, it was an awesome time. We were super worried about that fog coming in for the ceremony, you know, because 90% of the time they get married outside on the deck overlooking the bay and
right.
But man, it held off just long enough for it to be beautiful, and then it started rolling in, you know, right before it got dark. But it was perfect, man. Everybody had a great time. And then this morning, we've got all the boats going out today. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be awesome, except my boat. This morning, we are going to go pick up the box truck from where we keep it and start loading it up, man, getting it ready for this upcoming week.
Set up a booth and tear it down every year, man. I'm glad those days are gone.
Oh man, yeah, it's a fun thing, man. But yeah, I tell you what, it's just like, gosh, it's almost like fishing, man. The, you know, the maintenance and the fixing stuff and that stuff is, you know, that stuff kind of stinks. But you know, once you're there, it's great. You know, so that's kind of what I think about that. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting out there and seeing everybody. And gosh, man, it's just it's like by the third day or something, like I don't even have a voice anymore, you know.
Oh no.
It's crazy.
Hope like crazy you don't get sick while you're there, you know.
And praying like crazy, man. Praying like crazy. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that would not be good. That would not be good. And then, you know, to top it off, we're loading up this morning. And then, you know, to top it off, we've got a Celebration of Life event at Bayside that starts at, I think, noon today and ends at 4. And then we'll be loading whatever else we didn't get this morning. We'll be loading it up again in the, you know, loading the rest of it in the evening and finishing touches tomorrow. And then full send, buddy. Full send.
Busy, busy, busy. Bringing down the house.
Busy, busy, brother. But looking ahead at the weather this week, looks like to make sure, you know, that's always the thing is, like, do I pull my boat out, my personal boat out? My guys will still fish, you know, when they get booked. And each one has a seminar, you know, throughout the week at the fishing show. But for me, you know, I'm there for the whole time. So I'm trying to think, you know, do I pull my boat out? Because, man, it seems like every fishing show, knock on wood, man, there's just gnarly front that's coming in, you know. And
well, we got one coming next week.
Do we?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be the winds are going to switch on Tuesday about midday to north, and then northwest at 20 on Wednesday, northeast at 15 on Thursday. That's Thursday morning. It'll be 38. But
38?
Yeah, and then we'll go back into the upper 60s, mid 70s for a couple of days, and then another little old front comes through on Saturday night. So a couple of smaller fronts back to back, but you're going to have some north wind. So
yeah, if it's dropping to 38, though, that's probably going to be a pretty good one. You know, I'll probably have to pull the old boat.
Probably about 42 in Galveston, 43, but you know that's Houston high ground, 38. So.
Goodness. Well, you know, that's it sounds like we might need to bring some of our Monster Fishing hoodies to the show on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You'll need them.
And, golly. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Goodness gracious. Well, it's that time of year, brother. It's that time of year. Man, this fall, I can't remember a year where, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but man, it is, I mean, the fog out of my window right now is, it looks like it's raining, you know. Yeah. It is just, it is dense, and I'm talking about, it's been like that for like a week here, man. Yeah. We have not caught a break on it. It's crazy.
Man, I can't remember the years, but we've had a few like this. I remember one February we probably didn't have one or two days the whole month that it wasn't foggy while we were fishing. It's crazy.
Golly. Yeah, I guess that's about right. But man, it's just, it is super
well,
dense,
you know,
fog.
It was followed up by, you know, you had a big hard Arctic blast like that and got the water cold, and then you got the warming trend behind it. And then, you know, as that water gets warmer and the air temperatures get close to each other, then here it comes. You get that sea fog coming in from offshore. It's crazy.
Yep.
What do they call it in California? They call it a marine layer. That's what they call it.
Oh, marine layer.
That's what they call it on the Golf Channel, you know, when they're playing Pebble Beach or whatever. marine layer's moving in again.
Buddy, there's a layer, all right. There's a layer. It's a heavy layer outside. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's it's a nasty one out there. It's a nasty one. But you know, the we've still been catching some fish, man. Still been having a good time. JJ went out there yesterday, and it's crab season, man. So he's breaking crabs in half and chucking them out, catching some big old uglies, and having a good time that way. And, man, I had another buddy that was smacking some redfish yesterday. So still some big slot redfish to be caught out there. And, yeah, today's going to be great, man. The guys are all itching to get back out on the water. So we'll see what they can go out there and tear up today. And
have a pretty good report. How far this fog reaches offshore?
Well, I had JJ went on a buddy boat trip 2 days ago. So what's that? Maybe Thursday. And they ran, you know, their radar and their night vision and all that to get out there. They went wahoo fishing. And I want to say he said for the first, you know, they ran obviously like 100 miles. But I want to say for the first like 40, 50 miles, he said was pretty thick fog.
Before they broke through it, yeah, that's what I
It was a while. He said, man, it did clear up and it was beautiful out there, man. But you know... Gosh, that spooks me out, man. You got to have that radar. You got to have that radar.
Got to have it, Nat. Yes, sir.
Yeah, without it, man, it's not good. It's not good. That radar is a game changer, you know.
Did they catch any wahoo?
They did. They hit, it's a little bit of a slow trip. They hit four wahoo. They caught a bunch of, rock high, I mean, which is shoot better than nothing.
Yeah.
Four wahoo, a couple rock high groupers, which are, you know, grouper season for the most part is closed. But there is like rock high and, you know, I believe like little strawberry grouper and stuff like that. So they caught some of those guys, and then they caught some blackfin snapper, which I personally haven't messed around with.
Out of my league on that one, blackfin snapper.
So I googled it. I was like, what, you caught what? And I googled it, and they look just like a red snapper, but they're, it's a thing, the old blackfin snapper. So I don't know,
get big?
yeah they get pretty decent, man. You ought to.
Here it is. I'm weird. Looking it up. Like a state record.
Yeah.
And the Gulf of Mexico is 9 pounds, 23 3/4 inches long.
Yeah, that's. I mean, and get this, in the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America, I should say.
Well, yeah.
The it's open year round. With a ten bag limit. Open year round.
You catch 10 of them? Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I know. But it looks too much like a daggum red snapper to me, buddy, all right? So I'm not sure if I would feel. I don't know if I'm putting that in the fish box.
You know, yellowtail snapper, vermilion snapper, silk snapper, red snapper, queen snapper, mutton snapper, lane snapper, gray snapper, dog snapper, cabera snapper, blackfin snapper, like you're talking about. They got a black snapper also.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
It gets, I think the record on that's 11-10.
God, yeah, it's nuts, man.
Back in the dark ages, that black snapper was caught back in 87, and the blackfin was caught in 2006. So,
yeah, if you're ever wondering how fishing was, you know, back in the day, man, look at the Texas state record list.
Yeah, you look at all of them, and all these records are old as Methuselah, you know?
They're old, man. 80s, yeah. 90s, 70s.
Yep.
You know, a couple early 2000s, you know, if you're lucky, one or two, you know, recent ones. But, golly, for the most part, it's the old days, man. It's the old days. I always like looking at it and seeing – you know, we're out there catching big fish. We're all high-fiving and stuff. And like, man, that sucker, man, that's the biggest one I ever seen out here. You pull up a state record, you know, it's 20 pounds heavier than what you got.
Right.
Like, golly. What the heck? You know, that is a giant.
There's just so many species of fish out there, you know, like in all your different, you know, categories of grouper and snapper and just, man, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. And when you're bottom fishing out there, I mean,
you don't know what you're going to catch, right?
You just don't. I mean, you can catch and you can just catch anything out there. You know, that's why man, I love it. I love the thrill, you know, like, what are we fixing to bring up?
Yeah.
What are we fixing to bring up? So, I don't know. It gets me excited thinking about it, man. I'm ready to get back out there on the offshore open blue, but I'm not sure that's going to happen between now and about 2 weeks, you know, with this fishing show. But that's all right. I'll be eager to get back out.
Where's your boat going to be, on the same corner as before?
Yeah, we'll be at that same end cap that we usually are at over there by typically, like, you know, there's some restrooms, Fishing Tackle Unlimited's kind of right around the corner.
Right.
I guess that would be considered, you know, you come in, hang a left, and then start walking. I mean, you'll see us. That's the great thing about the fishing show. You know, you just walk up and down the aisles. You can't miss us. We'll be the loud ones, you know, causing a scene. We're pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
We're pretty easy to find there.
Well, cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it, man.
Give them some info if somebody wants to get with y'all and come down to Bayside and live it up. Yeah. Give them
Heck yeah.
You, man.
Let's do it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. If you're interested in doing an open boat trip, like hopping on the boat with us, we do have some spots tomorrow. Super cost effective, $175 a spot. We have some spots for 6:15, 11:45. So text 979-248-1529 to get hooked up on that trip. And then other than that, we'll see y'all at the fishing show, man. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right, Sharky. Good talking
to
you.
Brother.
Have a good weekend. See you, man.
You too, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
You got it. Later.
See you, buddy.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember when I told you about this? 5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.